This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 307 for Tuesday, March 14th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is on track for losses in an eighth consecutive session on Tuesday morning, as most comparable oils also move lower. While Chicago soil is higher to start the day, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are both down. Crude oil is lower after OPEC forecast a modest surplus in the second quarter of 2023. The Canadian dollar is up more than 3/10 of a U.S. cent from Monday's close. The May canola contract is down $6.80 per ton at $761. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all trading range-bound on Tuesday morning. Nearly 1 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended March 9th, the largest weekly total since July, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The total was down almost 13% from the same week last year, but up 7% from last week. Japan and Mexico received 75% of shipments. Ag consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his estimate for Argentina's corn crop by 3 million tons to 27 million, while keeping Brazil steady at 121 million. Texas's corn crop is 30% planted, compared to 26% at this point last year. The May corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.17. The USDA's weekly export inspections report showed that there were nearly 619,000 tons of U.S. soybeans shipped during the weekend in March 9th, up 12% from last week, but down 22% from 1 year ago. China, Germany, and Mexico received most of the shipments. NOPA will release its monthly crush report on Wednesday, with analysts estimating 166 million bushels crushed in February. Cordonnier cut his Argentina estimate by 3 million tons to 228 million, while keeping Brazil's estimate at 151 million. The May soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.87. U.S. wheat exports during the week of March 9th totaled 249,000 tons, 27% less than the week before and 19% less than the same week 1 year earlier. Top destinations were Mexico, El Salvador, and Malaysia. Wheat crops in Texas and Oklahoma were 17% and 30% good to excellent, respectively, but both ratings declined compared to last week. Kansas's wheat crop held steady at 17% good to excellent, while Colorado's improved by 11 points to 40% good to excellent. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.92. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is 9 U.S. cents per bushel higher at $8.09. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $8.33 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.